A word for you from Daniel chapter 5, verses 5 and 6. Immediately the fingers of a human hand appeared and wrote on the plaster of the wall of the king's palace, opposite the lampstand, and the king saw the hand as it wrote. Then the king's color changed, and his thoughts alarmed him. His limbs gave way, and his knees knocked together. What a sudden change! This man who was the hero of the world, he was the most powerful king in the world in his age. Little did he know that God's judgment was just around the corner, not in a few years' time, or a few months, or a few weeks. It was right there, that very same day. In the previous verses, I've been looking at the importance of being sober-minded, because these people, and there were thousands, were busy drinking wine, and it was in this situation that they found it quite suitable to use objects of honor for the Hebrews, for the Jews, and take them and use them in a blasphemous way to serve, as it says in verse 4, the gods of gold, silver, bronze, iron, wood, and stone. Gods which didn't even know that the real God, Almighty God, was right there to judge. And so, here was Nebuchadnezzar. He saw this very small indication of God, just the finger of God, you could say, writing on the wall, and somehow Nebuchadnezzar, at least Belshazzar, changed from that moment from hero to zero. He suddenly, though he was drunk, felt enough sobriety to recognize that he was in trouble, in deep trouble, because as he saw the hand, he realized that this was not good news. Why so? Well, every man has a conscience. He knew to a certain extent what he was doing, drunk as he was. You too, my friend, have a conscience. Maybe you know enough of the gospel, even as Belshazzar knew. He knew what his father Nebuchadnezzar had done, what he had experienced with Almighty God. Even though Nebuchadnezzar actually wasn't his own father, he could have been his grandfather or great-grandfather, because there were a few other kings in between. But he knew enough about the story of God's judgment and God's saving power. And so the king's color changed. He suddenly became pale. His limbs gave way. Suddenly he was no longer in control of himself. That's what it's like when you meet with God. Prepare to meet God.